The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Hello everyone, welcome to the future and the past. Yes, we're back, pre-recorded live at the Magnet in Stockport. It's the NPL show, sponsored by EvoStick. And we're joined by the great and good of the NPL and people from divisions outside of the NPL as well, we should say, to bring you this season 2014-15 season preview.
Hey, come on!
You said season twice, though, in the same sentence.
Round the table, we're joined by Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Hello.
We're joined by James Hayes. It's because of Stuart James. We're joined by James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Good evening.
James Stewart.
We've got Berkey here from BBC Radio Manchester.
Hello.
We've got Aaron Flanagan from the Evening News.
Hello.
We've got Alan Alcock from the League.
Good evening.
We've got Swampy from somewhere.
Good evening.
Oh God! And making his debut on the show, it's Alex McKenna, all the way from Matt Buxton. Hi,
Chef. Hello.
So, welcome everyone to the show. We'll be getting to your correspondence later on, but I think it's only good to start at the start, which is the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Who's going to win it this year, Alex? Apart from Buxton,
who's going to win it?
Yes.
It's kind of like last season. There's no outright team that you look at and think they'll win it.
You weren't listening to last year's season preview. It's pretty clear who's going to win the league.
You said every single team last year.
No, we were pretty clear. It was pretty unanimous. Charlie, we're going to win the league. Make a statement, and then this little I'll prove you wrong.
FC United.
Speaking of which, Swamper.
The league this year really doesn't have any great standout teams. In all fairness, you would say perhaps the money teams have got up a league. I would hope, as an FC United fan, looking at that, it's probably the best year for FC United to win the championship and win this division. I think there's a lot of other teams out there as well. We'll probably discuss them, but I'm going to stick my net right out initially and say FC United should win it. Whether they will or not is a different question.
Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs. 11th till January. Stuart, what do you reckon?
I agree with Swampy there. FC United should win it. Will they win it? I don't know. I quite like the look of Russia Olympic this year.
Russia Olympic?
I said that on the last podcast last season.
Anyone agreeing with Russia Olympic and stop getting distracted by celebrities in the bar?
Russia all have got to go one or two ways this season. Richard Sneak is the new manager there. He's brought in a lot of new players. They're going to change the tact, I would have thought, as a team. What served them very well in the last two or three seasons is going to be something new to them now, because they'll play a different type of football. I think they could do either very, very well, or they could really, really struggle. It's as easy as that. They'll be flying high, or they will be right at the bottom.
Berkey.
Well, they've just signed Tony Capaldi, haven't they? Northern Ireland international, ex-Northern Ireland international, I should say. He's going to be a really good replacement for Matty Woods. I'm not too sure where he's gone to be honest, but he's a cracking wing back there. I think whoever wins the league will have to be FC United. Whoever finishes above them is going to win the league. Marina in with a shout. I think Kyle McCauley's done a cracking job since he's come in. He's recruited well, I think. They had a poor season last year, we know that. However, they've strengthened a lot. McCauley, it worked wonders at Vauxhall Motors in the Conference North. And I think they're in with a very, very decent chance.
He's got pedigree, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's brought in, Marine, you saw the players that he was bringing in throughout the close season, and they are really in with a big shout this year, because you know they've got a good fan base, you know, a community football club, and you know they want to be higher up the divisions, and I can see them being really, really tough place to go to this season.
And I've had a text from someone saying that Witten are going to win it.
I just pointed that out to James.
We're hopefully going to be speaking to Andrew Simpson later in the show about Witten's chances as well. James, what do you reckon?
I'm going to agree with everyone here. It's FC's to lose this year. There's no real teams to stop them. Plus, coming in the season, a new ground, why not celebrate? The only two or three teams I can really see competing, Skelmersdale, because they've been, last couple of seasons since they've come up, really been pushing for it. Russia Olympic depends on how they start as well. Other than that, you've got a couple of teams that can really, really push for it. It all depends on who's available. You've got Southbridge as well, who was Southern League playoff winners last season. Well, not winners, but they made the final and everything like that. We all know what the difference is between the Northern League and the Southern League, so it all depends on how they can adapt straight away. I mean, look at Barwell last year, 16th in their first season, where teams generally tend to struggle as well. They made a good name for themselves.
And Aaron Curzon Ashton this year? Apparently, you said in a drunken stay at some night out somewhere, Curzon were nailed on this year.
No, we were... I don't remember.
Apparently.
I don't remember. No, I think Curzon will be playoff fighting. I think we'll be top half. We won't win it. That's my honest opinion.
Who do you reckon will then?
I think FC will, but I think they will be pushed close by Stalbridge. They, from what I can see, have strengthened from last year. I watched them twice last year.
Do I need to speak to someone from Stalbridge before this show goes out? Is that what we're all saying?
Yeah.
Are they flying so under the radar here?
Curzon were game in the FA Cup last year.
Well, remember that?
As a civil servant... You're not at liberty to say, are you?
Well, I have to claim the Fifth Amendment now, thanks to the Football Association.
Can't you just name 24 sides?
Because I'm such a brilliant guy, I know everything about every club, I know all the players they've signed, and all the financial implications of all the clubs. So if I just say to everybody who I think is going to win the league, they're all going to put money on them, aren't they? And I'll get done
perhaps,
by the FA.
Yes.
So we can get Berkey to tell us, and then we can all put the money into the team. Because, you know, it was nothing about football.
It was pretty obvious, the question that... The answer to the question, everyone kind of thinks FC are going to be there or thereabouts. But I was about to say, last year's preview show, I listened back to it this week for memories with a tear in my eye, and I noticed there was a lot of dark horses, and I think it's only right that we return to that stable and we judge who the dark horses are this year.
Weigh a pound every time we said it.
Well, I do think that the league this year is noticeably weaker than it's been in the last couple of seasons. Sorry, Alan, I don't want to upset you, but I do. You've had a lot of strong teams go. The Conference North this season is horrible, absolutely horrible. I can't pick a winner from that one. There's at least 10 teams who are really scrapping for it up there. And this year, dark horses, I do like the look of Rami. I really, really do. I can't help it. I just love the way they play. They've got some cracking players. Aaron is having a fit next to me. He's not agreeing at all. They play good football, but they don't mind getting stuck in as well.
I mean, you were cheerleading Rami.
Yeah, last season I thought they played some of the best football I'd seen across many divisions. They've lost, lost a few players. They've also brought in some new players as well there. And again, I think they'll consolidate this season in the division. I think really from my perspective, we've already mentioned Marine. I think Marine have got a great opportunity this year. I actually think Witten as well. I think Witten have gone. They've had that season from hell, and it's gone. Yeah. And, you know, Pritchard's brought some new players in. You know, he's got acquisitions like the likes of ex-FC United centre-halves.
I think it took him a while to, not to clock on that the season was going awry, but it took him a while to turn the ship around, didn't it?
Well, they had enough games in hand in order to turn it around. But, I mean, it was still squeaky bum time for them for a long, long period. But that season's been resigned to the history books now, and they can start fresh. They don't have anything other than football to discuss.
Last year, I tipped Buxton to win the league.
I hate you. I hate you.
And
for
a long time, well, for one game, it looked like it was on.
After two games, we were top of the league, to be fair. After two games, we were top, and then...
Yeah, but you made some signings, didn't you, towards the end of the season?
We made a lot of signings. Mainly because after we lost to you at Silverlands...
Yes, to FC, that should be.
Yeah, after we lost to FC United at Silverlands, the board actually cut our budget. We were, at that point, I think it was 7th. Ashton were 11th.
Are you looking for the playoffs this season, or are you just looking to stabilise?
I think I'll take a top 10 finish, but because from last season...
What kind of football fan are you? I'll take a top 10 finish in what, the fourth tier of football?
Into total territory.
I'll take four. Come on, grow a pair, tell us what you really think. It's first time. We'll come back on. Oh, well, I think it'll be 10. a good one in the cup and maybe getting beaten in the cup.
I'll take that.
You mean the dark horses to the playoffs? There's the next pounding.
I thought we were still talking about who we think may win the league. Are we going, surely we've got to go on to those playoff contenders.
We're accidentally going to slip into that now. Ashton United last year managed to get to the final. Do we think, Tameside Bunch, that that's going to happen again?
What, Ashton gets the
playoffs?
Lightning striking twice and all that. They've lost a couple of big players, haven't they? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to say last season was a fluke, because I don't think it was a fluke. They played great to get where they did. It was 5th they finished in the end, beat FC to get to the final. They had a season better than anyone imagined last year. They took a load of players from the First Division North, who I thought, you know, that squad that they had, I think would have walked the First Division North. I really, really did. But this season, I don't know. Can you keep it going? Can you keep that momentum going? I really hope they do. I think they're going to be top 10, but will they be top 5? I'm not too sure.
Aaron?
I hate to say it, and I'll probably sound like a bitter Curzon fan now that we are in the same league and rivals. I do think they overachieved last year. The squad which they have for me wasn't... I like that. That's a pantomime, isn't it? I think they maybe did slightly overachieve. They went on a great run. They got on playing good football.
They were the best team in Europe for a while.
They were, Munich came in and just...
Let Aaron dig out of this hole. Go on.
I genuinely think they overachieved, and I think it will be a tough ask for them to do it again. All right, maybe the league is a bit easier, but... I don't think they'll be title contenders, and I think maybe they did overachieve. However, Paul Phillips, the joint manager, told me last week that they're targets to win it, and they're very confident that they can do.
I've got to say, one thing. I don't think that the league, I don't think this division is weaker. I just don't think they're the big name teams. I think this is still the hardest division to get football get out of. More competitive, and probably harder this year in a lot of other ways compared to the last few, because everyone expected this year. Even though we've all suggested that it's really FC United should be the team that maybe goes and win it. But everyone else is thinking, hey, we can win this. So this is the most competitive it's ever going to be, I think. And that's great for the division.
That's what I said at the start.
But he does it in a roundabout way. That's how he gets on radio more often, you see. He actually says so much without saying anything at all.
I listen to what you've all got to say, huddle it around, and then basically find a spider.
There's a couple of teams who... might be out of our knowledge range.
Out of our knowledge range?
Workington. What do you reckon to Workington this year?
Depends how they start and not who's left from the division, because obviously the Northern League's got a few more additions into our division now. And so obviously it depends who's moved across and what their situation is.
And what do we know about Kingston Town?
It's in Jamaica.
Thanks.
Hey. Usain Bolt's a big fan. Ask our Southern correspondent. He knows everything about the Southern divisions.
I've written numerous times for their local paper when they've been up north Kingsland, so I'm, I suppose I should be a relative.
Is this their year?
Expert? No.
No. Right. And
potentially, that I think they'll be a top half ish. That's a vague, very vague prediction.
There's one team that we've not mentioned.
If you're
going to
say Blythe, we're going to. I've interviewed Rugby Town Radio, and we covered Blythe, Spartan, Scarborough, and Spennymoor, as well as Whitby.
Right, because
all covered.
All covered. But what do you think of our opinion? Because that's their opinion.
All right. What do you reckon of Blythe?
I don't know a lot about them.
I think I personally think Blythe were the best team we played against last season. Up there, I mean, yeah, we came away with a win, but they are going to be a hard team to go up and play against. You know, we've got a Tuesday night game against them. Not saying that the fixtures this season have fallen kindly for everybody or anybody. I think Blythe, you know, good quality team, and the teams up there and around the northeast, there's some good teams there this year. Workington as well, they'll want to get back into the conference as quick as possible, because it's, I think they've moved, they don't train up there, do they? They train more in the northwest.
That last game of the season, FC against Workington Town away at Workington, is
excuse me, it's not Workington Town,
so that's the rugby league side, isn't it? Sorry, that was the rugby league side.
Never ever call us Workington Town.
FC against Whitehaven, that's going to be a tricky it's a rugby league rivalry job anyway. Right, I think that's this part of the show done and dusted, unless anyone else has got any other business.
If I could just say something. The league, you've got some clubs, kind of, you look at Blythe and Workington, Kingsland, there's going to be a hell of a lot of travelling. And what I reckon, because I mustn't say any club in particular, but the clubs that can travel are going to have a good chance, because, you know, playing Blythe on a Tuesday night, you're not going to get all your lads up there on a Tuesday night because they're at work.
Yeah.
So I think the distances involved with the fixtures this season could actually influence who comes top and who ends up struggling.
Can I just give a little whisper out to Trafford?
Do you want me to turn this off?
Yeah,
if you like. A little whisper out to Trafford. They've kept the core of their squad there. Most of the best players have stayed. In fact, all the best players have stayed. I think Michael Oates, I believe, just re-signed back, hasn't he? They were a young side last year, mostly a young side anyway. They're a year older, a year stronger, they're a year wiser. I've just got a sneaky feeling. I know.
Relegation.
I've just got a sneaky feeling, Ben, that they're going to push the playoffs quite close.
And that is the end of Parrot Horn. Coming up, and you won't understand why everyone's laughing now. At the end, in this break, we're going to be featuring some interviews with some people, and then we'll be coming back to discuss relegation.
Now joined by Paul and Andrew from Whitby Town. Would you like to introduce yourselves properly, give yourselves titles and stuff?
I'll let you go first, Andrew.
All right, okay. I'm Andrew Snaith. I'm just one of the co-presenters, co-producers, if you like, at Whitby Town Radio alongside my colleague Paul Connolly.
Yeah, obviously, as mentioned, Paul Connolly's me. Obviously, as well, co-presenter, co-producer, co-commentator, co-anything, really.
So tell us about how Whitby Town Radio got started.
It was our vision for a little while, actually. I did university radio up in Sunderland for Spark FM as part of my university course, and sort of carried on with that, and it sort of gave me a bit of an appetite for doing more radio. And I always did some of the PR for Whitby Town anyway, and the Twitter stuff and all the rest of that. And it was just a nice way of combining doing more radio and doing Whitby Town, really. It just seemed like a logical progression.
What's the plans for this year? Are you going to just do home games, or are you going to do the other way?
We're going to try and get everywhere if we can. Yeah, we're at Stourbridge on Saturday, which is the longest hike of the season.
Yeah.
A 400-mile round trip there. Looking forward to that one.
Mm. On Whitby Town this season itself, last season, how do you think it went, and how do you think you're going to do this year?
To be honest, last season we started off well, but we got too many draws in there, and that kind of let us down towards the back end of the season. I thought last year was a bit of a disappointment in that we could have got the playoffs. We had the players in place there, and obviously Graham Armstrong scoring X amount of goals. I think it was 30, wasn't it?
30 in total, yeah. Now 30, he's gone to Darlington. Yeah. It's the task of replacing five key players that have left. Armstrong being the main one with his goal return. I also lost Tom Portis, who has also gone to Darlington.
Yeah.
Strengthening them, solving to for many of their fans, I think, their midfield problem that they felt they had. We also lost Nathan Mulligan, winger stroke striker.
Yeah.
He ended up being sort of forced onto the wing after having a very good season the season before.
Yeah.
And also Adam Rundle and Shane Henry have left as well. So it's just filling those gaps. Mm. And I think even now as we speak, just a matter of days away from the start of the season, Darren Williams is still looking for the Armstrong replacement and at least one or two new players. So it's just how it all fits in, I think.
So do you both think it's going to be a bit of a slow burner at the start of the season, hopefully moving on up the league as you go, FC style?
I personally would say it probably will be a slow burner.
Traditionally, we tend to struggle at the start of the season.
Yeah. We've got this knack, haven't we, really? We start poorly and then very strongly.
The touch of the FCs.
Yeah.
We start slowly. It's going to be really tricky. I don't know how we're going to do this. We're talking just, I feel that maybe by the time this goes out, we might have a new player or two and we'll suddenly be a little bit more optimistic. But I think there's a real feeling of the unknown.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your views overall of the season elsewhere in the league? Obviously, no Charlie this year, no AFC filed. Where do you think the runners and riders are going to be, in your humble opinions?
Well, I think your boys are going to be the favourites yet again.
Stop it. It's not the FC show. Go.
I think you're going to be, you're maybe sick of hearing, but I think FC United will be most people's favourite once you get moved into that ground.
And what about the North East in general. I know you're not really in the North East, it's more North Yorkshire, isn't it? But yeah, you rub shoulders a bit with Darlington and Blyth Spartans. How do you think they're going to get on this season?
Well, I would say that we're sort of count ourselves as both Yorkshire and North East. We're right.
We get the North East news.
So. Yeah. Goodbye, ITV. Yeah. We get time teased. But Darlington and Blyth, I suspect, will do well this season. I think it's going to be really open, actually, NPL Premier. But Darlington, well, they've got so many strikers, but I thought they were very similar, both forwards, and they struggled to take their chances against us. They lost 1-0 at Whitby in pre-season. I don't know what you thought, Paul, but I thought they were quite samey, those strikers.
Yeah, they were definitely. I think they missed Graham Armstrong. Very good player.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Armstrong missed out that game on holiday, maybe for the best, but obviously former player's going to score. But yeah, Darlow will do okay, but I think your neighbours with the money, a certain Salford City might just be the favourites there. And it's so competitive. We've been talking about this, haven't we?
Oh, Division 1 North is silly this season.
It is. It's ridiculously strong, isn't it?
There's Spennymoor in there as well, who've...
I was going to ask you about Spennymoor and also Scarborough, because Scarborough's just down the coast.
Yeah, don't underestimate Spennymoor by any stretch. Yeah. I would put Spennymoor as being the main contenders for Salford. We had, as an example, we had a lad on loan from, well, we had a lad on trial called Craig Lynch.
Yeah.
He played one game for us and really stood out, scored twice against Hartlepool, we beat them. Fairly strong Hartlepool side as well. And the next thing we knew, he was on trial at Spennymoor and signing for them.
Yeah.
And he's not the first choice. He's not even a starter.
Yeah.
So Spennymoor have another team with an embarrassment of riches. They'll be right up there, in the heels of Salford, I think. And I mean, we spoke to Scarborough's manager, didn't we, Rudy Funk, after the Saturday's game, and he was still optimistic. I mean, having seen Scarborough as well, maybe another side who maybe lack a bit of cutting edge.
Yeah,
I'm not sure they're going to be right in the top five. Even hearing from Scarborough fans as well, I don't think they're that optimistic. I think they're thinking in terms of mid-table.
In fairness, though, I think they've got quite a few good players there.
They've got some players that we know.
Yeah, there's players like Jimmy Beadle there, who's a very good player. And obviously, when we were speaking to Rudy Funk, I put to him that they could perhaps play on that pressure that other teams are under. Teams like Darlington, Spennymoor, Salford City kind of play on that when they play them.
Yeah, well, and he agreed. I think he did. Rudy Funk, I think it's a good time to play the strongest sides first up when they're still gelling. They've signed all these players. I don't know if it's a little bit of a myth, but news of Salford signing 10, 11 players in one day and things like that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of gelling to do, isn't it?
Yes. Lastly, on Whitby Town then, go and give a plug to your radio station. Go and I'll let you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Whitby-town.com, follow the links from there, lots of those on there, Whitby Town Radio, down the menu on the left. We cover every Whitby Town game we get to, hopefully a couple of games a week. We're also, as we speak to you, we're preparing to go up to Gisborough Town as well. We're going to cover a Northern League game up there. So any excuse we get, even the local Parks game, we get to Dudley with our dodgy Skype connections, we get ourselves up there, up to the Parks games, and it's all a bit of fun, a bit of banter, isn't it? And quite light-hearted, quite informal.
Thanks for joining us on the MPL show. Wish you luck for the start of the season, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to have you on again in the coming months.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Andy and Paul there from Whitby Town Radio. But we're now joined by a very special guest all the way from the posh bit of the North West, from Cheshire, from Northwich. It's Andrew Simpson from the Northwich Guardian. How are you, sir? You okay?
I'm very well. They don't realise they've let me into the posh bit. So I'm in hiding, but I'm still here.
We've got you on to talk about Witton Albion, really, and their chances this season. Obviously, last season was probably one to forget. Do you think that they can rekindle the season before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible the contrast in kind of the mood around the club this summer compared to this time last year. Without going over all ground, with everything that happened with Sean Tutt, there was also other problems last pre-season in terms of new signings didn't really settle in very well. Players were on holiday during pre-season and came back way short of fitness. And all of those factors combined, I think we talked about this last time, so it's for them to have a very slow start to the season from which they never recovered. They lost seven of the first 10 games and kind of you know, the season was going wrong from that point. This time around, I think it's safe to say that Brian Pritchard, the manager, has learned an awful lot of lessons from last summer. He's gone out, made the signings he wanted to sign very early, with the exception of one or two. I think all of his signings were done and reported for the first pre-season training session. So the group he's got this time has been together from the first day of pre-season training. Performances have been really encouraging in the friendlies. They've beaten Chester, they've beaten Telford. They lost narrowly to a very good Bradford Park Avenue team. And it's just the kind of general mood, the general feel is much more optimistic.
What is the general feel then? I mean, what's the impression you get of what would be a good season for Witten and what would be underachieving?
Well, interestingly, this time I had a long chat with Pritch on Monday for a kind of a pre-season edition interview that we were doing. And for the first time in the three, four seasons I've worked with him, he was actually very forthcoming in saying that he wanted and he felt that Witten was strong enough to challenge this season at the top of the table. He stopped just short of saying, you know, he felt that they were title contenders, but certainly to kind of come back to the original question, he definitely feels they've got enough quality to repeat a playoff challenge that they had in the first season after they were promoted from Division 1 North. And he's gone on record to say that. So by his standards, normally he's quite reserved about predictions and kind of saying what he thinks his team's capable of. He's kind of changed tack, and I think that's partly born of the faith he's got in his new signings, and also he feels that the league, the way it's shaping up this season, they've got as good a chance as anybody of being in the shake-up at the end.
Let me ask you about the shake-up in the end. The league in general this year, it was described on the show as being a league of mid-table sides this season. What's your take on the league this year?
I think I can kind of see, I don't know who said that, but it's
that was me.
Was it you? Yes. I can kind of see where you're coming from. I mean, people are talking about FC as being kind of favourites and front runners, and I think that's fair enough. I mean, we've lost three of last year's top five. Two of them who've gone up and worked off have disappeared. FC and Ashton were the other members who finished in the top five, and I think Ashton are going to struggle to repeat what they did last year. So then you've suddenly got a gap. And before I came on, because I had a feeling you might ask me about this, I went through the last year's top 10 and looked at who might be able to kind of repeat the season they had last year. And I'm struggling a little bit. I don't think Skem will do as well. Rushall have changed the manager, so they're an unknown quantity. Whitby have had a load of changes. I don't think they can do as well. Which left me with two names, Blythe and Trafford. I wouldn't tip either of those to be title contenders, although I do think Blythe will be really strong because they've kept together the team they had last year. And then there's a big gap then. You kind of heard a little bit of chat. I mean, Witness have kind of put themselves out there. Lots of people talking about Marine, but the kind of adjustment we're asking Marine to make the top five is enormous. They finished 20th last year, one place above the relegation zone. And whilst they've recruited really well, they've got a very well-respected manager who they've brought in, who I think will ultimately be a great appointment for them. It's a huge ask.
Right, a big question then to end the interview. Apart from FC United, who in today's show, I just basically went, right, enough of FC United. Who do you think are going to be the ones pushing at the top? Or assuming you even think FC United are going to win the league this year.
I think it's right they start as favourites. The only question mark I have against FC, who I'll never worry about how many goals they're going to score, they'll always score goals, which means they'll always be near the top, is Fermaghi replacing Raglan and Davis in one go is going to be a big ask, and that will be my concern, and that's what I'll be looking out for to see if they're able to kind of overcome the loss of two players of that class who did so well for you last year. So behind them, being biased slightly, I do think Witten will be up there. I think Blythe will be up there because Maguire and Dale in their attack are two of the best attacking players in the league. A team I was really impressed by last year, and they didn't quite deliver in the end, but I think they'll be strong again this year, is Buxton. They've recruited well over the summer, and I'm a big fan of their manager, Martin McIntosh.
And who do you think is going to struggle this year?
Probably the usual suspects, and I know everyone will say Frickley every year, and I think they'll probably be down there again. Usually the teams that come up a kind of steer clear of that. They've got a good record, so I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Curzon Ramsbottom.
I was going to say, because they had good pedigree coming into the league this year, and as we've discussed about everyone else in the league, they've got a good chance, haven't they, of being dark horses?
Definitely. I mean, that said, I don't know a great deal about Hales Owen, but I was having a little look at them yesterday, and they won the league quite convincingly, and they scored a huge amount of goals. So it might be they may surprise a few people. We don't know much about them. Although I did read an interview with their manager this week where he was playing down massively their chances. But
that's an old trick.
That's an old trick. We're not going to fall for that. and then the Stourbridge, who we know even less about, and I had a quick look at them, and they scored 114 goals last year. So they're clearly no mugs either. And again, we'll kind of only know a little bit more about them after a few games, perhaps. But
I'm pretty sure it'll be a good idea to get you back on in a couple of weeks' time, just to see how things have panned out, because at the moment it's a very unknown quantity, this league. I don't like it from a journalistic perspective.
No, there's too many traps, isn't there?
Yeah.
And getting me on in a couple of weeks where you've got this interview on record is just a perfect opportunity to say, oh, well, you were wrong about that. Can't believe you said that. But I'm used to it. I'm used to it by now. I've got broad shoulders.
Andrew, thank you for joining us on the MPL show. And
pleasure.
Do you want to give a plug to your Twitter feed?
Yeah, at Simo on Sport. Hopefully, people are familiar with that now. There'll be lots of Northern Premier League ramblings, even more so now that the season's about to start. And I'll be at Wincham Park on Saturday for the visit of Ilkeston.
Thanks for joining us, Andy. And you enjoy your weekend. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Welcome back to the EvoStick NPL show. And we're joined round the table by the great and good of the NPL show for this month. We've got Stuart James from the Non-League Review. We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Evening.
We've got Ian Perk, otherwise known as Berkey, from Radio Manchester.
Hello.
We've got Aaron Flanagan from the Evening News.
Hello.
We've got Alan Alcott from the league.
Evening.
We've got Swampy from everywhere else.
Hello. Good evening, yes.
And we've got Alex McKenna. I've no fixed opinion from Buxton. Hello.
Hello.
Right, so we ended...
Owen's me.
And James Stannage is here, a local
celebrity.
They just
bumped into James Stannage.
A local celebrity. As
no, well. I'm not local. Sorry. I live in Levensune.
That is local.
No, oh, OK.
That is
I'm
local.
In no way.
That is local.
It's 2.5 miles. It's a mile and a half.
I'm not local.
That's £1.90 on the 190.
It's not even that.
Right, anyway. So... What was I saying?
Camp with Berkey on the way home. Yeah. Now he lives on.
So we true. Part one was all about who was going to win the league and make the playoffs. This part, though, is the doom and gloom round. It's all about relegation. Who do we reckon is going to struggle this year?
Stamford.
Not Stafford. I've got to just point out after last season.
Well, Whitby. Whitby, apparently. We just heard, in that break there, we heard from Whitby Town. They think they're going to be slow burners this year.
The slow burners every year, aren't they?
Yeah, I did say, are you going to do an FC United? And they said they reckon so, but without the playoff bit at the end.
I think one of the problems they've had, sort of the close season, they've lost a couple of players, two or three players again, good quality players, to the likes of Scarborough and a few of the football clubs. But again, I think Alan alluded to earlier on, and it's a fair point. Those teams that travel well this season could be the teams that, you know, that do something more than others. It's not an easy place to go to, Whitby Town. It's you know, especially, you know, midweek, and it's blowing a gale and whatever. I can't see them being in the relegation spots. I mean, I think this year again it's very difficult to.
There's a lot of mid-table sides in this league, isn't there?
They're all going to be playing, you know. Stamford are going to. I think Stamford, they struggled last season. Again, you know, Barwell. I mean, they finished 16th last season.
But Stamford are in the new stadium this year.
They are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does that matter?
Not really.
Depends on, again, how they start and who can get in during the season.
They're in.
No, that's me.
I've just been looking down the fixture list and whatnot, and a name popped up that just never even occurred to me for the top end, never mind the bottom end. But Hales Owen, they're a complete unknown quantity to me.
They'll do nothing, trust me, they'll never do anything. Hales Owen, trust me, they'll never make it.
So that's it, Whitby are down then, Stamford are down, and I'm going to say Grantham as well.
Yes,
Grantham.
I agree with you.
Frickley.
Frickley.
Is it four down this year?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yes. Four down.
All right, yeah. Alan, confirm, four down?
Four down.
Four down. Frickley.
Can I just, interesting fact.
Yes.
I don't know whether you noticed, but there was a Mr. Pierpoint, who's the new chairman at Grantham.
I heard. I
appointed
was
on the 50th anniversary of the last hanging at Strangeways. And
Strangeways,
Albert Pierpoint was the last hangman.
Correct.
So, well, about that for a coincidence.
Well, they're well going down then, aren't they? They're going down.
They're in for the drop
door.
They won't be hanging around in this division for more than a year.
Go on, Aaron.
I was going to say, it's not a Grantham relay, but Frickley, does anyone know if they've kept Gavin Allott again this
year?
Yeah,
he's re-signed again. Yeah, he has signed again. And
he's the only reason why, realistically, they've stayed up for the past 2-3 years.
Well, and AGMs. Sue, what do you reckon?
I think Frickley definitely wants to go down. They've hung around too long, not in a bad way, but they've rolled the luck. They've rolled the luck at times,
like
haven't they?
Like a bad smell.
Apart from Frickley,
Matlock.
Alex, on that bombshell, that encourages me to get James Griffiths on the phone.
Please don't. He's insufferable.
So, what do you reckon to Matlock's chances?
Big word in it for the show.
I don't really care.
You don't really care? Okay.
About Matlock.
anyone else? Because at the minute we've got Frickley, possibly Stamford, reckon, and Grantham.
Oh, let's
not forget my Whitby. Rubbish! Oh, and James Standish's Whitby.
What about, let's throw Curzon into the mix just to see.
I was going to say Curzon, Ashton.
I think Barwell could struggle this year, to be honest. I think, they play a type of football that I think quite a lot of other teams this season are going to be quite capable of sorting out, to be honest.
Robust. Can we just officially acknowledge the burgers at Barwell? I know you won't know anything about this being a vegan, but they are sensational.
Well, burgers don't keep you up, let's be honest.
And you know what? I think now we've mentioned every single side in the Premier Division, apart from one, which was Belper Town.
Belper! I don't even know where it lives! I've got Derbyshire! Am I right?
Is it Derbyshire?
Yeah. Belper,
right. I've never been in my life.
Is it Nottinghamshire?
Belper's about 25 miles from Matlock.
So, if they're then your neck of the woods then, Belper Town.
That's debatable.
Okay. Anyone else for Belper Town?
Belper Town may well struggle because they're in a catchment area really where a lot of quality players are playing in other divisions, and they could struggle this year, Belper, and I think they will struggle in fairness.
They've kept John Froggatt, who's a very good striker, to be fair. He knows what that is, so he might have a massive influence of where they finish next season. If they keep him over the season, I think they'll do reasonably well.
You see, that was the right answer. That's all he needed to say.
Did he get the best part of starting goals last season?
That was good.
Can I throw another name in the mix? Potentially for relegation.
Yes.
Potentially for promotion. Nantwich.
Mid-table.
There was a team we've not mentioned. Nantwich.
54 points.
Don't be so stupid. It's 12th or 14th. That's it. We all know the score. 54 points is about right, yeah.
I'm going to go against everyone else here and get probably a solid shout in here. Ashton United. Yeah. Thing is, though, most of their team now were mostly two seasons ago when they were competing at mid-table-ish. But now...
Whoa, hang on. Must have finished fifth that season.
Yeah. And what happened to him last season with half a team left?
Most of the Mosley team went over to Ashton last season. They finished fifth in the Premier. They finished fifth in the first division half the season before.
Do we all agree that James's assessment of Ashton United potentially being relegation candidates this year is folly?
Nonsense.
Oh, well, that's your tongue,
sorry. I'll have you know who predicted the relegation for last season and for the Premier League winners as well. And Hales are going to win the league as well.
I'll just say there's another team that's potentially gone. I think Workington. I know that's going against the trend, but teams have generally come down.
Go down again. I mean,
go down again.
Can I
just say something, boys?
I'm not stopping you.
I'm so old. I remember Workington in the fourth division about 1958.
Well, didn't he get unelected? It weren't relegation, was it? It was real.
They played Manchester United in the FA Cup, I think, in 57, maybe 57.
You could be right, you're older than me.
Does anyone agree with Aaron's assessment of Workington? Because Drolston and Stafford both did that trick.
All depends on the start again.
Not a chance.
No,
no way. Well, I don't know. They're a robust side. They're not known for the pretty football and all that. I think it's a style that suits the Evo Stick Prem, and I think they'll be all right.
People regularly say that there isn't that much of a difference between the Evo Stick Premier and the Conference North, and then same for the league below. They were dreadful in the Conference North last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely dreadful. So there's, for me, if the the gap isn't that big, they're going to be bottom half.
Alan, what do you think about the four places going down? Because last year it was the first time for a couple of years that was the case. It makes it more competitive, doesn't it, down the bottom?
Yeah.
It's obviously more competitive. It all depends, you know, on the strength of the clubs. Whilst you've all been talking, and it suddenly occurred to me that it's interesting that we've got two clubs that will be going into new stadia for this coming season. FC United, which most people know about, but Stamford, they're going on to the new ground.
Yeah, that's right.
And again, that sometimes is a factor. Any club moving new ground to get used to their own facilities as a home game can sometimes work against them.
Well, depending on how we're playing, we may just say it's Stalybridge all season.
I think it's in the Isthmian League.
If the rain don't carry on, you won't be moving anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's true. It needs to rain more. That is the end of part two. Coming up now are some more interviews, and after that, we're going to hear the thoughts of the MPL Facebook group.
Is your house falling apart? Do you need new tiles for that roof and floor? Are your cupboards hanging off the wall? Is that sink leaking yet again? Well, with over 500 professional adhesives, sealants and building products available, get stuck in with EvoStick.
Right, we're now joined by an old friend of the show. It's Rob Lloyd, all the way from Hillsdale in town. Are you okay, Rob?
Yeah, hiya, mate. How are you?
I'm not so bad. First off, congratulations on the promotion. I think when we spoke to one another, you were in a three-way tussle with Leek Town and Colville, I think. And you won in the end. Congratulations, well done. Promotion? Happy?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think as you mentioned there, the last time we spoke, it was a bit of a battle, really, between ourselves, Leek and Colville. And really, all three teams, I think, would have done justice in the league that obviously Halzone have gone into now. But it was a royal battle going right to the end of the season. I think I mentioned to you before that we would probably go to the last game, and in the end it turned out that way, and obviously things turned out well for Halzone in the end.
Now you're in the Premier Division, what's the feeling like, what's the mood like among supporters?
I mean, obviously fantastic, really. I mean, Halzone, you know, it's where we kind of see ourselves being, and obviously where we were aiming to be as supporters. Realistically, I think last year we probably expected to get towards the playoffs. So I think the manager, John Hill, Trevor Burrows and Kev Barry, the coaches, they did a fantastic job, really, in a sense, to kind of overachieve and end up winning the title, really. The expectation wasn't there to win the league. And obviously we go into the new season now with, you know, the hope that we can overachieve again, really. I mean, we've got a good fan base, we've got a good supporter base, and I think in that sense we'll do the new league proud, if you like. But the mood's just brilliant, really. I mean, there's been a good supporter base of people who've been and watched the team during pre-season, and obviously we'll take a good number of fans wherever we go next year. But you know, I think as long as we can keep battling and fighting away and doing well, if we can stay in the division and maybe even push towards mid-table next season, I think that, you know, that'll be a good season's work, really, and a good season of consolidation, really.
While I've got you on, Rob, you probably don't know this, but the powers that be at the MPL show really struggle with Division 1 South. You wouldn't believe what a blind spot it is. okay. Of the teams that are left, obviously we spoke about Leek Town and Colville Town. Who do you think will do well in Division 1 South this year without actually knowing anything about the teams left?
Okay, well, I think those are the two teams who are obviously going to be up there and around there again. I think Stafford, you can't really write off, really, as well. We played them pre-season and they looked a very solid outfit. They gave us a good game down at the Grove when we played them pre-season. Kividale, obviously a team locally very close to us. We played them pre-season as well. They have a good setup there. They're a good club. I know their expectations are very much along the lines of seeing how the season goes and hopefully stay up. But they play good football. You know, they've they're obviously trying to build their supporter base as much as anything as well. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Tividale, you know, up and around kind of the mid-table position. But I think Luke Leake and Colville, maybe Sutton, if Sutton can get things going, they might push as well towards getting promoted as well.
And are you looking forward to that derby match?
I think the big derby is Stourbridge, isn't it, for us? Yeah, I mean, Rushall obviously just is on the way in Warsaw. So, yeah, that'll be a good game for us against Rushall. We played them on a Tuesday night on both of our fixtures. But,
and what do you know about Stourbridge as well, while we speak about Stourbridge? They're a bit of an unknown quantity as well. What do you know about them?
Yeah, well, obviously, Stourbridge are just down the road from us, and there's an awful lot of rivalry between the two clubs, and the banter's been flying aplenty since we both were confirmed as playing in the same division. I mean, in terms of Stourbridge as a club, I mean, they benefited massively from the FA Cup runs that they had, and to be fair to them, they've used their money well to kind of further move their club forward. I would say, development-wise, they're a little bit ahead of us, but, you know, we'll give them a good game when we play them on Boxing Day and when they come to us on Easter Monday. But they'll be a strong side. Gary Hackett's known to house their own supporters as well, their manager, so they'll give us a good game. And I see Stourbridge as being a comfortable mid-table team in this division, I would have thought.
Well, Rob, good luck for the rest of the season. I'm going to speak to you before the season finishes, I'm pretty sure, because you're a good contributor to this show. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the big kickoff this weekend.
Welcome back to the Magnet here in Stockport for part number 3 of the EvoStick NPL show. And it's now time to draw our eyes to Division 1 South. But before we do that, it's important to get some correspondence in from the dear listener at home. And today we ask the question, James.
Basically, it's been 12 months since the new format of the podcast came out. So what's different this time? What's your expectations? And then to the new clubs as well, how do you think you're going to fare? A couple of comments. So we start with Oliver Newell from Curzon. I think Curzon can get into the playoffs if we've got off to a good start. David Osborne, who's a Rush Olympic fan, new manager, new way of playing. It's going to take time and patience. Lloyd Berry from Warrington. Last season was our best chance to go up. I don't think we'll go straight up through the title, though. Stamper from Stamford.
Yay.
Like last season, stay out of the bottom four.
Just send us some more beer, young man.
And then going on to the newer teams as well at the same time. We've got Tividale, and this is from the Tividale official Twitter
I'll
as well.
I'll say it again, that town sounds absolutely lovely.
It does. Mm. Where is it?
Dudley.
Oh, no.
Dudley, yeah. Tividale, might take us a while to adapt because it's to a northern tabrets and everything like that, but small fish in a big pond, main target survival. That's the same with the Stourbridge FC as well. It's going to take them a bit of time to adapt as well. Brighouse Town, pitch is looking good, so we shouldn't have any problems, but try and stay mid-table if we can. And from Paddy Am saying that they think a better start from last season, they might sneak the top 12, depending on situations.
That's the correspondence from you, the listener. Remember, you can get in touch with each other out there in NPL world by visiting the NPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick,
sponsored by EvoStick.
Where can people get in touch with and involved with and liking and tweeting? And
Facebook.com/groups/ the NPL. Or on Twitter at the NPL group, and very soon on Google Plus as well, if anyone's on Google Plus.
Just anyone? Google Plus? Anyone? What is Google Plus? What are you talking about?
I don't know, but we're going
What's
on Google.
Google. It's now time to turn our eyes to Division 1, and we should start off.
Go with Berkey straight away. I mean, he hasn't got his mouth full of a pork pie.
They sell pork pies at the Magnet.
Yeah.
Is there anything they don't do?
The Titterton's as well. My nan and Meg used to swear by them. They're lovely.
Let's go to Division 1 South. Mm. And before we start all panicking, Swampy said before the show started, don't worry, I've got it covered.
So we're all worried.
Swamper, Division 1 South.
Well, last season, I mean, we made some predictions, and the predictions, I think, between the group actually came to fruition. I think a few of us that thought League Town would do very well just pipped at the post together with the likes of Brig and a few others. The team I'm going to tip for next season, or for this season coming, is Stafford Rangers.
Really?
And I'll tell you for why. Because the manager is the Rushall Olympic manager. who did absolute wonders with Rushall Olympic. We know they're a village club with not a huge amount of money. They play a certain style of football and done very, very well.
You live in Sheffield, don't you? Yes. What about Stocksbridge this year?
They've had... Last season, let's face it, last season was a shocking season for them. They won about five games last season.
Did they beat Buxton?
Yes, they did. They beat Buxton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stocksbridge beat us at the Southlands 1-0.
Talking of sticking the neck out in Division 1 South, I'm going to stick my neck out and say Goole.
No. Goole. And James says no.
I think they're still a bit too dormant, in my opinion, at this moment in time. They're mid-table.
What are they, a volcano?
You know what I mean?
It's just I'm going to disagree. Curtis Woodhouse took over towards the end, back end of last season, and he picked up a good couple of results because they were struggling below mid-table, and he pulled them up a bit. After David Aldsworth was there first, he went as his assistant and then took over himself. But he started picking up the results, and they moved up the league. And he's made some good signings. He's took some from Sheffield FC. He's brought a couple of old players back.
Spalding have come into the league. And last year in United Counties League or whatever they were in, they started the season with something like 20 consecutive wins or something ridiculous like that. Then we can't forget as well the teams that did so well and came so near last year.
I was going to ask about League Town and
Colville. Leek and Colville. And yeah. I think for a long time, a lot of us were saying Colville were going to win it. Mm.
Aaron's completely stolen me thunder there, but yeah, I was going to say Spalding and Colville for exactly the same reason.
Do you want to mention your friends at Kidsgrove?
Oh, Kidsgrove, they'll get relegated.
Yeah. So will League Town. Will League Town.
And so will League Town.
Yeah. What?
Those are the views of the contributors here at the MPL show.
They played Buxton last week in the friendly, yes. And League Town looked absolutely dreadful.
Yes. And Stuart.
I just want to say Norton United as well. I reckon they'll be dark horses. There you go, there's my pound for the...
Well done, congratulations.
Dark horses for the playoffs. Not actually going up, but I reckon they'll be dark horses for the playoffs. I've seen them a couple of times in the North West Counties last year.
And lastly from you, James.
Gresley, I reckon, is going to be pushing them forward.
Did anyone see Gresley? No. Any other thoughts on Division 1 South? Good. Right, Division 1 North then,
that's
people.
Better. There we go.
The last time we all met, we were getting quite excited about Division 1 North, about how big it was going to be this year. I think big's the right term. Thrilling, I think, is another term we could use.
Yeah.
Have we had time to think about it now?
Yes.
We have. Right, Berkey, you're in.
And I'll tell you what, Salford, they've got a good team together. I don't think it's necessarily the best team, though. I think they could have done a little bit better maybe in the summer transfer window, as we've got to call it. But these other teams up there, we all know about Downton, Spennymoor, people expecting to be up there, Warrington as well, obviously, Bamber Bridge, of course. No. I've said Darlington, but the name that just keeps jumping out.
Go on.
And going, oh, could they do it?
Don't say Charleston.
I'm going to say Charleston.
Who knew he was going to say Charleston? When I spoke to the Whitby Town lads earlier, Spennymoor was the team that they thought would do quite well this year, over Darlington, actually. They weren't too convinced.
Oh, and sorry, I forgot about Northwich Vicks as well.
Warrington Town, well, there's money in that football club, we know. Whether or not they can carry on from last season and improve, I think they'll be looking at that to do so.
Have they improved player-wise, though? Because the signings I've seen don't...
They'll suit the pattern of play that Mr. Reid wants them to.
Being serious about Warrington, and I'll come to you with this question, they need to get out of this league this year, don't they, to fit in with their business plan, don't they? Or have I made that up?
Yeah, to be honest, I think the business plan or the target, was it 2020 Football League or something like that? I think they have been that now. I think they've realised that it's not going to happen. What I think does benefit them this year is the fact that they've got a much more settled squad than they've probably ever had before. There hasn't been as much movement as there was last year. Sean Reid's not getting as much attention as he did. He's keeping his mouth shut a bit more. So kind of off the radar now when you've got the likes, obviously, attention with Salford, Darlington, Spennymoor.
Yes.
You don't have your dad to go up against either.
I know. He's,
for me, I'm going to, and I said it last season, but I do think this year, New Mills have got an outside chance this year of not winning the league, certainly, but I've got a chance of doing something in the division.
sticking on the Warrington thing there, I just want to say quickly that it all got way out of proportion last season. The Curzon Warrington thing, it just all went all went mad, didn't it, for a little bit? And it did spoil Warrington's title chances because they were in contention until it all went...
But then there was the Kurz and Darlington thing as well. I wonder what links are to. Anyway,
James. Coming back to last season, I reckon we are still looking at a top nine more than anything. I'm going to stick my neck out and say the top five straight away, to be honest.
What, for Radcliffe?
No.
Oh.
We're... 19th will be happy. I'm ready to say a top five, personally, because I've seen what we can see. Salford, I think they might just... They'll edge the league by a couple of points, but then you look at Bamber Bridge strengthening for the season. Lancaster as well, with Darren Peacock involved. They might just make...
I think we're at the stage now where if it was an ordinary season, Lancaster City and Bamber Bridge and the like would be thinking we could get in the playoffs
without
this year.
Any question
but
whatsoever.
Yeah. It's so packed. The top end's going to be so packed with teams who have business plans, which says they were going to be in League Two by next year.
It's two leagues in one. You've got so much strength in your top 10, probably down to Ossett Town and Brighouse, who I think will be potential dark horse this year, but I don't think they're better than the majority of them teams above them.
Who do you think's obviously going to win the league then?
I think the way I pitched it earlier was perfect in the fact that any
well, you wrote the script, so
in any other year there'd be teams there like Lancaster City who'd fancy the chances, but there is a big chunk of sides there at the top who all could win the league quite easily.
There's also some managers with big egos and that plays a huge part.
Anything else to add? Actually, I have a question for you, Alan. With the standard in that league, was there an option at the start of the league perhaps to promote 10 clubs at this season?
Serious question.
No, but what do you make of Division 1 North this year?
It's very, very strong. You've mentioned some of the clubs there, and I don't think it's a given at all, despite what you've said about Salford, and I appreciate what you say about Salford. But there's a good number of clubs who will be very, very strong this season. Let's bring it on and see how it develops.
James.
Elsness, coming back to the second part of the table as well, speaking with
Phil, your bit. Yeah, go on.
that's the bottom bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We've speaking with Phil Maguire recently about this as well. Teams that's going to finish top of that table this year, it's going to be the first team to press the button to try and avoid relegation.
What?
But in the long run,
they're going to push the button.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like a lot of the teams this year will be holding the budget back because they're thinking the number of teams that are going to compete.
Lastly, from Stuart James,
right,
of the North West Counties Football League podcast. What? Go on.
The thing at the top of the First Division North you've got to think about, though, is there's that many strong teams, they're all going to be taking points off each other.
Oh, yes.
So who is going to take the most points?
It's a new scoring system the league's brought in over the summer, don't you know?
Who is going to take most points off who?
There we go.
Premier Division, FC. Good. Right, FC? FC?
Marine.
Marine. Right. So, that is the end of the Evo Stick.
Wear flat cap.
That is the end of the Evo Stick. That is the end of the Evo Stick NPL show for the season preview edition. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully.
With a new sponsor, probably.
With the August edition.
He spent all the money on his act.
For the August edition of the Evo Stick NPL show, I'd like to thank everyone around the table. Alex McKenna making his debut. Not being controversial in the slightest. Thank you.
Thank you.
From FCUM Radio, Swampy, thank you very much.
You're welcome. High five, live.
Alan Alcott from the league, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aaron Flanagan from the Evening News, thank you.
Cheers.
Ian Burke, thank you from Radio Manchester.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick, which you can get involved with at
facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group. And the comments that Aaron Alex puts on are not the parts of the other admins as well, by the way.
No. And Stuart James from a number of things which he's going to plug now.
Hello.
that was a notification from my Twitter at Review Non League.
At Review Non League. Good. Right. So that is the end of the show. Smooth. Seriously. Oh, and of course, James Stanley.
Yeah. Baby!
So, from everyone here... from everyone here at the Magnet for another month, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week, or 2 weeks, or whenever.
EvoStick NPL Show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.